Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. That's the name of this program. My website's crosstheborder.org, and I'm Nicholas. Today we're continuing our Bible study here in the Gospel of Matthew. Wanted to take a little aside here to comment on an email that I received. And once in a while I bring up the topic of the name of the Messiah, and had a man send me an email, and I've got everything ready now. He says, "Hi, Nicholas. I really enjoyed your study on the name of God. I've written the corrected King James Bible, and not sure about that name. Someone calling it the corrected names version of the King James Bible. But anyway, it includes the correct name of God and His Son. Please take a look and let me know what you think." And of course, within the last year or so, I made the comment that I was commenting on the Hebrew Names Version, and then another one that I received, and how I was disappointed with them. And voila, somebody here has taken on the project of doing that and sent me a PDF version of this. And he says it's not copyrighted, so there's no monetary gain in this. And let's spend a little time with this. Perhaps it will be appropriate. It's appropriate any time to understand the word of our Heavenly Father. The name of God has been mistranslated into a title, the Lord, in the King James Version. Lord is a title, not a name, i.e. like landlord. The deception was foretold thousands of years ago, Jeremiah 23:27, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. Baal should be translated Lord. See the BDB definitions. Should read, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Lord. Well, think about that. The all caps deception. When you see an all capital letter name like L-O-R-D in all caps or J-A-H in all caps, it is another deception. The all caps is not for emphasis, but it's to signify that this is a fictitious name, a fake name. Greg's Manual of English. And here's a quote from Greg's Manual of English. "A name spelled in all capital letters or a name initialed is not a proper noun denoting a specific person, but is a fictitious name or the name of a dead person or a nom de guerre." That's a funny thing. I buried my recent wife a year and a half or so ago, and she said, she told me she didn't like, because we discussed the all capital names, how the state takes you and they recreate you in their image, because the state is a fiction or a dead thing. It's actually a corpse. Say it's a corporation, but it's a corpse because it's a dead man. The state is a dead man. It's a dead, fictitious entity. But you see, the state is all spelled in caps, or as most fictions are. And then you go to your driver's license, if you have one of those things, or your social security card, or anything that the state gives you with a name similar, your name on it, because they want you to think it's your name. But what they do is they recreate you in their own image. And if you worship that image that they've created for you, well, then you're worshiping the image of a beast. Think about it, because the beast is a state, it's a fiction. And anyway, they're referred to in all caps, and that's the point here of Greg's Manual in English, spells it out for us, but it's the name of a dead person. And the reason I mention my recent wife is because on her headstone, it's written in all caps. And I noticed that about gravestones. And when I went and ordered her gravestone, I specifically asked, I said, "Can you put her name in caps and lowercase?" And they said, "Yeah, well, we'll see if we can do that." They didn't promise they could do it. And, well, you know what? They did and they didn't. What they actually did was they put the first letter of her name in a large cap, and then the rest of the letters of her name they put in small caps, but it was still all caps. So that was the compromise. I guess those engravers for gravestones, they don't have small letters, I guess. Or perhaps they're forbidden to do it by some code of gravestone engravers. I don't know, but they couldn't do it. That was the best they could do, was give me a large cap for the first letter and small caps. But, you know, it is the name of a dead person, so I guess they're right to do that. And that's according to Greg's Manual of English here, that it's a dead person or a nom de guerre or a fictitious name. So all fictitious names, fictitious entities should be rendered when written in all caps. It's hard to tell when you're speaking, though, whether you're speaking in caps or not. So there's a problem when you're speaking there. You should perhaps have to prefix your fictions with a note that you're speaking of a dead person or a fiction. Okay, why the deception? And he gives us scriptural references. Neither is salvation, is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name upon heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So the name is fairly important. Is that saying that people who don't know the name of the Creator Yahuwah, or Yahshua, aren't going to be saved? I can't answer that question. It's not the place for me to judge. Let every man stand before the Creator on his own two feet, and let every man make sure his own salvation. Don't go on the word of someone else. Don't take some assurance because you said some magic potion or magic formula. You said the magic words, repeat after me, and you'll go to heaven when you die. You know, I wouldn't put much stock in that. Make sure your salvation. Am I asking you to question your salvation? Absolutely, because there's nothing more important. So if something is more important than anything else in this life, then you should be questioning it. You should be digging as deep as you can to make sure, to secure your place in the kingdom of heaven. Even everyone that is called by my name, and his name is not Christian, his name is not Christ, that was also a title, but it's a reference to the Messiah, really. I have declared unto them thy name, the Son declared the Father's name, not a title. And that would be in John 17:26. I have declared unto them thy name. And he didn't say, hey, his name is the Lord. He did not say that. The Lord is not a name. It's a title. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call the name of Yahuwah shall be saved. And of course that's from Joel 2:32. And of course that's the Tetragrammaton, and the name of the Creator phonetically pronounced would be Yahuwah. And if you get into some of these studies, you find that that's correct. And I could go on. So let's move on a little bit. Kind of speed this up a little bit here. The name of God in Scripture, Psalm 68:4, sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. And of course the King James Version says Jah, J-A-H. And of course he says, this is the shortened name of God. The letter J is a late addition to the English language. Of course, we know it was somewhere between the 1611 King James Version and the authorized King James Version that the letter J was introduced. And also the double U became a double V, and it's very, it's kind of mixed up. So even the pronunciation of some of the letters have changed from the original 1611 version. So according to Strong's, the Hebrew language does not pronounce J, it is actually a Y. So it would be Yah. It should be Yah, according to the Strong's. And I'm in total agreement with that. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty, but by my name, Jehovah, I was not known to them. And of course, now I'm quoting here the authorized King James Version, and the Jehovah, it says, we know that Jehovah is not accurate. The J-E-H should be pronounced Yah. We also know that in the Hebrew, a V is pronounced as a W. Additionally, we can find the last two syllables in other prophets' names. This is why we know that Yahweh is also incorrect, because it drops the middle syllable, a Hebrew grammatical error. We see that the name of God appended on the many end of many of the prophets' names, like Obadiah, or more accurately pronounced Obadyahu, and Obadyahu, right? And you'll find that if you open up the Strong's, you'll see the correct pronunciation there of the name Obadyahu. And there are many other names that we could go on with, a lot of others, like Yermiyahu, Jeremiah, and many others. The name of the Son of God is found in Zechariah. And he showed me Yahshua, the high priest, standing before the angel Yahuwah, of Yahuwah. The name means Yahuwah saved, or Yahuwah is salvation. And that is the name above all names. That's why he has the name above all names. Because he has the name of the Creator as a prefix to the word salvation or saves. And that's, of course, in the English we would say our Creator is our salvation, if we were to define what the name Yahushua means. It means our Creator is our salvation. So if you call upon the name of Yahuwah, or the Creator, you will be saved. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. How did he come in his Father's name? He had the name of the Father. It was his name. When the angel said, you shall call his name Jesus, oops, you know, as it was translated there in the King James Version, he wasn't saying that. We discussed that a little bit. The scripture, the angel did not tell Mary and Joseph, you shall call his name Jesus, because if they would have walked into the temple to dedicate their firstborn, as they were required under the Hebrew law, because all of the firstborn were to be dedicated because of the Passover, because he took all of the firstborn of Egypt, but he spared all the firstborn of Israel. So all from that time forward, all of the firstborn were to be dedicated, because he said, they are mine. If they walked in the temple and they said, well, his name is going to be Jesus, well, they'd have probably ran him out of the temple and probably ran him out of town and castigated them for naming their son after pagan gods, Jesus, Jesus. However you would have said it then in the Greek. They did not do that. They said his name is Yahushua, which means our Creator is our salvation, which means Yahuwah is our salvation, or Yahuwah's salvation. That was his name. So he came in his Father's name. And when he said, oh, you know, this is something else. I never quite saw it before. I am come in my Father's name. So what he's telling them, he's telling these scribes, these Pharisees, that I've come in my Father's name. His name was Yahshua. He's calling God his Father. He's saying, I am the Son of God. I have come in my Father's name. Wow, that gets us a little bit deeper there. In Micah 6:9, Yahuwah's voice crieth unto the city. And of course, in the King James Version, it would have said the Lord's voice. It would have omitted the tetragrammaton, the correct pronunciation of the name, and substituted the Lord. So Yahuwah's voice crieth unto the city, and the man of wisdom shall see my name. Hear ye the rod, and who hath appointed it? And Ezekiel 39:7, so I will make my holy name known in the midst of the people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore. And yes, his name has been polluted. It's been polluted with titles. It's been polluted by mistranslations, mispronunciations like Jehovah. Polluted. They have polluted his holy name. Isaiah, therefore my people shall know my name, to take out of them a people for his name. And when he said, the people called by my name, my people are destroyed, he referred to in the Old Testament many times, the people called by my name. They were called the Yahudim. They weren't called Jews. They were called the Yahudim. They were called by his name. Literally, they were the people literally called by his name, the Yahudim. Research it for yourself. They were not Jews. They were not called Judahites. They weren't called anything with a J. They were called Yahudim. They were called by his name. And so anyway, we have the corrected King James, authorized King James version. So he corrects the authorized version. Oh, no, I think he actually goes back to the 1611. I think he makes he transitions back to the 1611 and corrects that. Because why go correct a corrected version? Or really not a very well corrected version. They should have just left all the Greek stuff in there like Iudia and, Iesus and all of the Greek names in there like they did in the 1611 version. Instead of calling him Jesus and putting all the J's in there and Jehovah and stuff like that. So anyway, we have another page here and he talks about the corrections. The following case sensitive corrections have been made to the King James Version. He said the Lord in all caps and small case and lowercase the and uppercase Lord. So it's capital the Lord. And, okay, just the Lord and Lord have been replaced with Yahuwah 6,598 times. And I have a man I respect who, I'll just tell you, the pastor at the church at Kauia, good friend of mine. I love the man. And we installed a First Amendment radio up there on his, broadcaster, and he started hearing some of my programs, and he let me know, somewhat subtlety in passing conversation, that he thought the name, the whole idea of the name was a distraction. And my comment is that it's a huge distraction, because the Lord and Lord have been replaced in this version here with Yahuwah, phonetically pronounced, name of the Creator, correctly phonetically pronounced, name of the Creator, 6,598 times. How's that for a distraction? Are you distracted yet? So where is the distraction? Is it in using the name, or have we been distracted by a title of nobility? And we lose so much. It's like I was saying. When he said, I have come in my Father's name, when we realize that his name was, that his name means our Creator is our salvation, and his name is the name of the Creator. And when he says, I've come in my Father's name, it's not just a statement of, you know, how we would mean it today. You know, I've come in the President's name or whatever, but he actually came in his name. He wore the name, and he's proclaiming himself to be the Son of the living God at the same time. So when we use the name, when we understand the name means something, and it's so much richer. We can get so much more out of it. So huge distraction taking us away from all of that 6,598 times. And he goes on, he's got a list here. Jehovah with Yahuwah 4 and 3 times. He's referring to the difference between caps and not caps. So 7 times there. God with Yahuwah, 312 times. Lord of Sabaoth with Yahuwah of hosts, 2 times. Yahuwah occurs 6,919 times total. And he goes on, Jesus with Yahshua, 6 times. And when I say Yahshua, I'm not saying Yahshua, I'm saying Yahushua. That's, you know, it's the name Yahuwah or Yahushua is his name, which means that our Creator is our salvation. That's the name of the meanings of the components of the name of our Creator, of our Savior. Yahshua means our Creator is our salvation. And it goes on. He has it all listed. Then he has all the names of the prophets listed to how many times they were changed, where, and so on and so forth. So you see, it's quite exhaustive. So he left everything else intact in the 1611 version, but he corrected all the names. And I believe that's the extent of the work that he did. So now all we got to do is get him to tie it to the Greek and the Hebrew. And then on top of that, get it published on eSword. And then I can use it for my Bible study program. So I'm sure that that's probably his next project. I haven't contacted this man. I just got the email this morning for the first time. But I thought I'd share that with you. And if anyone wants a link to this, I could forward this email to you so you could take a look at this for yourself. It's a fairly exhaustive work, and I hope that you would enjoy it as much as I do. Well, we're going into a break. When we get back, we'll take up where we left off in the Gospel of Matthew. You're listening to Cross the Border. We'll be back in a few minutes.